Tea. It's hot, just be careful. Yeah, it's got a little bit of honey in it. Yeah. Easy. God. Yeah, this is my first time brewing this one. Yeah, it's a lot sweeter than I thought it was gonna be. I didn't. Yeah, I just put in the honey just in case. Yeah, I wasn't sure how you took it, so. Alright, I'm not gonna beat around the bush. How you doing? Mate, somebody just died, and you were super close to them. You can't bullshit with me like this. Good. At least you're being honest. No, of course you can cry. Don't be silly here. Tissues. Take them. Yes. No, your mum didn't call me. Your dad. He's worried sick about you. You'd think your mum would have called me, but when I got the call from your dad, I knew something was serious. Yeah, she was, well, I mean, from what your dad said, your mum was worried sick too, but she didn't know who to call, and I mean, your dad's a nice bloke. I don't know how he got my number. Oh, right, yeah. When I need to get it towed to the to the tire place. Yeah. They overcharged the fuck out of me. Yeah. But yeah, your dad was worried. And I mean, he wouldn't call me if he didn't know that we weren't close and that we hadn't been through shit. So, yeah. I'm not gonna tell you that, you know, they're in a better place, that all that bullshit that you already know is bullshit and that is sugarcoating anything to make you feel better. What I am gonna tell you is that they loved you. And that this loss won't stay forever with you. This grieving and this sadness and this all of this is just, it will pass. It's gonna be okay. And in the meantime, while you're grieving and while you're going through the shit that you need to go through to get to the other side, I'm gonna be here. Yeah, I've got the spare room. I'm not leaving you. Your parents are really good about that. They know that you need the support, and I'm here for that. Look, I brought a couple of beers for tonight. Chuck on a couple of movies, and we'll just chill with some pizza. How's that sound? See? It's not too bad. I'm not gonna talk at you for like hours on end. I know you just need the support. And if you need to cry, like you are now, I'm gonna be here. Alright, come here, come here. No. Come here. It's alright. It's alright. Shh. No. Don't be silly, don't be silly. Just let it out. Let it all out. Come on. It's been 2 weeks, you didn't say a word to anybody. Of course you're gonna be upset. And of course you're gonna wanna let it all out. Of course. Yeah. That's alright. You're gonna be alright. Shh. That's it. Yeah, I know. I know it hurts. Now, look, mate, if you don't stop crying, I'm gonna have a cry. No, don't be silly. Don't be silly. You're all right, you're all right. Gonna be okay, I promise. I promise I'm right here. I'm right here for you, all right? And nothing's gonna change that. I'm right here. The only thing you need to worry about is getting through the day. Okay?
Don't worry too much about when shit is due or what needs to be done. The one main thing that needs to be taken care of is you. Because if you're not in the right mindset, if you're not thinking straight, if you're in a bit of a tizzy, you're not gonna get through it. And the main point and the main thing I want you to learn, and I really need you to know, is that you will be okay. Shit happens, and sometimes you don't realize why it's happening, or even if you do realize why, it's just a load of shit, and sometimes suffering happens for the sake of suffering, but I'm here and I'm not gonna leave you. I'm not gonna leave. I'm not giving up on you. I'm not gonna just let you sit here not talking to people for weeks on end. All right? Yeah, of course, of course. I'm not gonna make you talk about anything. I just wanna know that you're okay. And even if you're not okay, that you're gonna be here with me and that you're not gonna do anything drastic or anything that's gonna make you hurt the people you love too. We're all hurting from this. And I know you were close to them. I know you were. Joined at the bloody hip, you were. Do you honestly think that we're not gonna notice? You're going through some shit. I'm not gonna leave you. None of us are. We are worried for you. Yeah, I'll be here for a couple of weeks. Don't worry about it. I got my 2IC taking care of shit. Yes, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm more concerned about how you're gonna be at the end of this. Okay? I'll hold you if you need to cry. It's not gonna be awkward. Look, I'll make you breakfast in the morning. I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll do whatever it is you need me to do. But I want you to know that small victories, especially in this time for you, they're gonna matter. Just getting out of bed, having a piece of toast, making yourself some tea, going outside in the garden for a little bit, brushing your teeth. Those are small victories, especially when you're at this point, when you're grieving and things aren't normal. You gotta take comfort in the things that are normal. And if that means you gotta butter your toast from left to right instead of right to left, that's fine. Hey. No, don't be silly. No, it's okay. It's all right, really. Come on. Yeah, of course, of course. How about we order some pizza? I've got the beers in the fridge. I reckon your dad's nicked a few already, so it's all right. And I know your mum's gonna be really happy to see you out in the living room and talking to somebody. Okay? All right. Okay. Now, last time we ordered pizza, you wanted Hawaiian. You're gonna finish the entire thing because I'm not touching that pineapple on that fucking pizza. All right, fine. Half Hawaiian. Yeah? Half Hawaiian. And then half meat lovers. Yeah? All right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Just know that I'm not gonna leave you, okay? Good.